What time is Isha? 8 o'clock Azan. 8 o'clock Azan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Before we start the program, we request all of you to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow for us to speak something that will be beneficial. Firstly, for myself, for yourself, for whoever is listening, and for the ummah at large. And Allah Ta'ala protect us from saying anything that will distort any teaching of deen, or that will cause any misunderstanding, or it will distance any person from Allah Ta'ala and from Allah Ta'ala's deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One of the malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat mentioned, and this is something that all our ulama teach us, it is from our deen. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has told us also that it is faraz for us to love Allah Ta'ala and to love Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That amount of love which will drive us to fulfill Allah Ta'ala's commands and stay away from the prohibitions, that much of love is faraz. Then there is no limit to the love. There is no limit to the love. The more a person loves Allah Ta'ala, the better it would be for the person. The more the person loves Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more better it would be for that person. When it comes to loving Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made that conditional for His own love. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you also. So this loving Allah ta'ala and loving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very important ingredient in our deen, in our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love plays a very, very important role. Very, very important. So, in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person's iman will not be perfected. Iman will not be perfected until he does not love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone else, more than anything else, more than even himself. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were open books, they were very, very honest. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm just saying it in my own words, that like with confidence I can say that I love you more than anyone else, more than anything else. But when it comes to myself, then there I don't know now whether I love myself more or I love you more. So we may take it, like it's a given, we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. But as they say, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So we will claim that we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. But Allah Ta'ala forgive us that when we look into our lives, when we look into situations that we may be faced with, occasions that we may be having, then how many times we move away from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our own desire. So when we move away from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to our own desire, that means that at that time we are loving ourselves more than loving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was very, very honest, and he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to myself, then I'm unsure. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him again that your iman will only be perfected when you love me more than you love yourself also. And don't know, maybe with what dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may have said it, with what feeling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may have said it, here is my sahabi, he's being open, he's being honest, he's telling me his situation. So immediately, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I love you more than I love myself also. So this love is very, very important. In order for us to remain on Sirat Mustaqim, in order for it to become not only easy but enjoyable, for us to follow Allah Ta'ala's commands, stay away from the prohibitions, love is required. So the million-dollar question is how to develop this love. It's well and good, we know now that we have to have this love for Allah Ta'ala. We have to have this love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how are we going to get this love? Where are we going to get it? It's not something that can be purchased. It's not a cause that somebody can go and do on cause and you say, right, I acquired it now. So how are we going to get this love? So one person sent me one question earlier on today. And he said, Maulana, I'm not understanding something. The elders tell us that we must get married without dating. We mustn't date. Mustn't have no affairs, nothing. And we must get married. And they say that if we get married like that, then love will grow. So he is asking, he say, Maulana, how this love is going to grow? How is this love going to grow? You never date the person. You never went out with the person. You don't know anything about the person. Now you just had one samosa and after that you said, right, I'm getting married. So you married that person. Now how this love is going to grow? Now, to the elder people, the people who have experienced this, to them, they think this is a beja question. I mean, what a silly question to ask. But for those that are only exposed to this Western mindset, kuffar way of life, etc., to them now this is like a serious question. That how is this going to happen? So Allah Ta'ala put it in the mind to explain to this person. Hopefully the explanation is okay. So I mentioned to him that, see, when you are following Allah Ta'ala's command, right, you want to make amal on the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're not doing anything wrong. You're following Allah Ta'ala's command. And you're taking Allah Ta'ala's name and you're entering into this nikah. And you're doing everything that Allah Ta'ala has commanded, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown it, everything you're doing like that. And now you're entering into this nikah. So it is Allah Ta'ala who will unite those hearts. Allah Ta'ala automatically, before you even spend one night also with your wife, before she even spent any time with you, already there is an attachment. You just perform the nikah. She doesn't know you from anywhere. You don't know her from anywhere. You only went one time to the house, had some samosa, some pie or something, and then you saw this girl for a few seconds, and after that you made istikhara, your family made mashwara, and you proposed. And she gave hard jawab, and now you got married. And you don't know the person from anywhere. Everyone can come and meet her on her nikadi. Everybody can compliment her on her nikadi. All that means nothing to her. Her granny who knows her for so long, her parents who knows her for so long, her brothers and sisters, her friends, her cousins, they all know her for so long. They're all complimenting her. But that means nothing to her. The person whom she doesn't know, total stranger, but because of that barakat of nikah, she now became his wife. She is waiting for his approval. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example, that a woman, now they're dressing her up on the nikadi, and they dressed her up everything, but she is crying. So they asked her, what you crying for? He said, no, I don't know what he is going to say. They're all telling her, no, but you're looking very beautiful. You look. He said, that you all are saying. What is he going to say? So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we must ask ourselves that with regards to Allah Ta'ala, that everybody can be complimenting me. Everybody can be telling me so many good things. But I know what is my situation. And if I have to really look inside me, will Allah Ta'ala also say that He is happy with me? So that should be our focus. So I explain to this person that Allah Ta'ala is the one that puts the muhabbat. Allah puts the muhabbat in the hearts. Right? And now obviously you will live together. So you as a husband, you will do some good things for your wife. She will make your khidmat, your ikram. And then you will have experiences together, memories together, and the muhabbat grows. The muhabbat grows. But Allah Ta'ala is the one who will put it. And Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah Ta'ala is the one who puts the love, who puts the mercy. Just see two elderly people, right? So when they got married, when they were young, so at that time there was excitement, at that time there is a different type of relationship. Now they have gone old. Sometimes you see the husband, he is bedridden. Well, now he's gone very old now. He got this ache, that pain, this problem, that problem. But now that wife is looking after him even more. And sometimes it's the other way around. The wife is not well. And the husband is making her khidmat, he is looking after her, doing everything to keep her comfortable. I remember our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when Appa Gauri, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's respected wife, when she had, Allah Ta'ala fill her qabr with noor also, so when she was coming home after her operation, she also went for a heart operation. I mean, she was coming home now after her operation. So how he was going out of his way, got the hospital bed, now where this bed must be, and what will be more convenient for her, move the things out of the way. Now, at that time in old age, there is no passions and all those things, but now is rahmat. Allah Ta'ala is putting mercy in the heart of one another and you find this care. Now this is not a nikah bayan, nobody is getting married. But why I am mentioning this is that between two humans, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that muhabbat, He puts that love, a person is following the commands of Allah Ta'ala, is following the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala puts that love. And now you find this couple, sometime they got a 50-year partnership, 60-year partnership, 55-year partnership, and one goes, one passes away. Now the other one is so grieved. So what muhabbat Allah Ta'ala put just for insan, one insan for another insan. Now imagine when this insan, when he has this yearning, that Ya Allah, I want your love. So it is Allah Ta'ala who is going to put that love. Between the two humans, a husband, a man and a woman, the nikah takes place. Between insan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all it requires is a tawbah. The person, he may have been committing some gunas. All of us, we got our own gunas, our own weaknesses, our shortcomings. Now the person turns to Allah Ta'ala. Person turns to Allah Ta'ala and he cries to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I'm tired of this life of guna. Now I want to become yours. And he is sincere in his cry. I remember once, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave Juma Bayan in Masjid al-Taqwa in Peter Marisburg. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was speaking about this ayat. In many places it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayat may yasha. So the general translation is that Allah ta'ala gives hidayat to whomsoever he wills. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that this yasha, the ulama and the students of deen, so they will understand about the lughat. But now for people like us, just to understand that this word yasha, so we take it that it is Allah Ta'ala's wish. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that some mufassirin have mentioned may yasha, that person who wants, he wants hidayat. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat to whomsoever he wills. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat to that person who wants hidayat. So the person is yearning for hidayat, he's yearning for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Why won't Allah Ta'ala give it to him or her? Allah Ta'ala will give it to the person. And now after he has that love of Allah Ta'ala, that love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and now he continues. He is following the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. So now that relationship is getting stronger. He is following the laws of Allah Ta'ala. He is following the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The more he follows the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more he is beautifying himself in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. In the dunya, the person, the man, he'll go to the barber shop, have a nice haircut, make himself look neat and tidy. He'll wear some nice clothing, put on one nice watch, wear one nice shoes, nice socks, put some itar, put some surma, and that way he'll make himself look handsome. One elderly man, not so old, but old, so he was telling me yesterday, he said, Maulana, so all of a sudden, myself and my wife, now we just at loggerheads, you know, we arguing. So I'm thinking, I must go and dye my beard. Don't go dye my beard, have a nice haircut, make myself look a little bit handsome again. She can see at least I still got it in me, you know. Maybe she stopped fighting me. So the man will do those things to make himself look good. The woman, on the other hand, she will beautify herself in the ways that deen has allowed her. She'll put mehndi, she'll wear jewelry, whatever deen has allowed for her. She will do those things and make herself look attractive. The banda of Allah Ta'ala, man and woman, if we want to look attractive in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must bejewel ourselves with the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We beautify ourselves with the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we got the sunnats in our life, now we are looking beautiful in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. This person, now he will raise his hands in front of Allah Ta'ala. He's got some difficulty or whatever. Allah Ta'ala accepts that dua of his and shows him the acceptance. His relationship with Allah Ta'ala increases. So many things Allah Ta'ala does. Now the person starts acknowledging that Allah Ta'ala is doing, not me. His relationship with Allah Ta'ala is getting stronger. Allah Ta'ala puts more and more love, more and more muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that person's heart. Just see now, this, why this musalla was chosen. This particular musalla, why was chosen? It's love. Love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got this musalla. So now we want some remembrance of that. We want something of that. Now what can we do in our masjid to make it resemble the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Although in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this carpet wasn't there. It mentioned that one time Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to Laylatul Qadr, Ramadan Sharif. And that night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in sajda. And it started drizzling. And at that time, they had no roof and all of that. We are so fortunate, Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness. If it's hot, Allah Ta'ala has given us fans, Allah Ta'ala has given us aircons. It's cold, Allah Ta'ala has given us heaters. It's raining, Allah Ta'ala has given us solid roofs. Allah Ta'ala has given us carpets, made it soft for us. Imagine Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest after Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing namaz. He got his mubarak head in sajda. It is drizzling. The rain is coming through the roof. Because the roof was just trunks of the palm tree trunks, and the leaves were just thrown over. No, the what they call it? The leaves of the palm tree, you know, that the branches, that thing was thrown over. So the rain will come through. And the floor of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sand in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak head is in sajda. And when he picked his head up, then his mubarak forehead, there was mud on his mubarak forehead. So although this carpet wasn't there at that time, but because it's there now, there is an attachment to it. So we want that carpet. We want our muazzin must give azan, like the azan we hear in Madinah Munawwara. So many things we want to resemble Madinah Munawwara. The bakhur in our homes must resemble the bakhur of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's all out of love. Right? Now our love is there. But the main thing to show our love is the sunnats. The sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the time we wake up till we go to sleep. Every step of the way. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. One of the explanations there is the person makes amal on the masnoon duas. Because for everything Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left a dua. Right? So you're making amal on the masnoon duas, then we are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So this love for Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That Ya Allah give it to us. Number two, tawbah. Sincere tawbah. Number three, make amal. Make amal. Positive and negative. Positive, whatever Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want us to do. Negative, whatever we are told to abstain from. Allah Ta'ala will cause the love to grow. And when that love grows, nothing is sweeter than that love. Nothing is more attractive than that love. And that's what gives the person istiqamah. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned this, that a person, if he is sucking on a sour mango, is eating a sour mango, maybe he put some salt and chilies on it, and he's eating the sour mango. So if you try to take that sour mango away from him, he's going to get very upset. So how are you going to take it away? Just cut a sweet mango. Cut a sweet mango and present it to him. When he tastes the sweet mango, he himself won't want to eat the sour mango. The ways of the kuffar, the ways of the disbelievers, the ways of shaitan, that is all the sour mangoes. It's just because we're depriving ourselves of the sweet mango, that's why we will find ourselves stuck on the sour mango. The moment we're going to taste the sweet mango, immediately we will discard all of that. And we will just want to cling, want to hold firm onto the Quran Sharif, onto the Sharia, onto the Sunnah of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will stay away from guna, stay away from sins. There's a very little write-up that came that the sabr that Yusuf alayhi salam made when he was thrown into the well, his brothers took him and threw him into the well. So he had to make a level of sabr, right? And when Bilqis was inviting him to guna, that time also he had to make a level of sabr. But that level of sabr is more virtuous and more rewarding than the level of sabr made when thrown into the well. Why? Because this being thrown into the well is no fault of yours. It's no fault of yours. It's nothing that you did to get thrown into the well. And you got no control over stopping yourself from being thrown into the well. They taking you and throwing you into the well, what can you do? It's a musibat that came. It's not ikhtiyari. It's not ikhtiyari. It's something rare ikhtiyari. They caught you, took you, tied your hand up, removed your garment, tied your hand with it and threw you inside the well. So what can you do? So you make sabr. That is a musibat that came. But there, when there is a guna in the front, now a person has got the choice. He can go ahead. Yusuf alayhi salam would have never done it. He is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala Masum. Right? But we, now the guna is in the front. We can either go ahead, or restrain. It requires sabr to restrain. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. Staying away. And then you require a sabr also to be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is, as-sabru ala ta'at. Now sabr to wake up. Now fajr namaz is gone so early. It's getting early now in the summer months. A person sometimes is sleeping late. Now he's saying it's difficult to wake up for fajr. One person was telling me yesterday, he said, Maulana, my tahajjud is going now. So I was paaban on my tahajjud. Now I'm not managing to wake up. So I told him, no, it can happen. You are a working class person. You're working the whole day. You are tired. Isha is late. By the time you're going to sleep, to wake up for tahajjud, now you'd have to wake up so much earlier in order to get your tahajjud. Then you have to stay awake. Because in the masjids now, the fajr will be closest to sunrise time. So now you have to stay awake. Now you're not managing. So no problem. The sunnah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so beautiful that sometime Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read his tahajjud in the first portion of the night. Sometime he read his tahajjud in the middle of the night. And most times the golden hour is the last hour. So now if you can't get the golden hour, read it before you go to sleep. Allah Ta'ala knows your situation. Allah Ta'ala will still reward you. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accommodates everyone. None of us got an excuse not to make amal on the sunnah. It accommodates everyone, everything. And whatever our needs are, Allah Ta'ala has made it permissible for us to fulfill it. Just it needs to be done the right way. A person has got a need, he needs to eat. So Allah Pak didn't say you can't eat, or you can only have dry bread, nothing else. So many things are made permissible. So many things are made permissible. Few things are prohibited. So many fruits, so many breads, so many different delicacies, cakes, so many things a person can eat. You just look at meat. So many different types of meat a person can eat. Just slaughter it in the right way. Eat it, no problem. You even get sawab for eating it. Eat it in the right way, you get sawab. At-ta'imu shakir kas-sa'imi sabir. Some people got the strength, they can keep roza, you know. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. And other people are not, they can't keep roza, so they are eating. So the person who eats and he is grateful to Allah Ta'ala for the food, and on the other hand, the person is fasting and he's making sabr, both are rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. The person who's eating and he is grateful, he's like the person who is fasting and making sabr. So this deen that Allah has given us is a beautiful deen. Beautiful deen. We just have to see what I must do to make my Allah Ta'ala happy. I must do what makes my Allah Ta'ala happy. Then when I pass away, Allah Ta'ala will make me happy. We live our life all the time making Allah happy. Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Naam Barakatuh, always mentions this. That my desire is his desire. In other words, I got no desire. What Allah Ta'ala wants of me, that's what I'm going to do. So when I live my life like that, now when I pass away, now I don't have to do anything after that. When I go into my qabr, then it will be said to me, now you rest, sleep now. Sleep now, like how a bride sleeps, how a groom sleeps, sleep. Nobody going to disturb. And then when we go into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala put us all into Jannat. We go into Jannat. There Allah Ta'ala will be asking. After Allah Ta'ala gives everything in Jannat. We can't even imagine what the Jannat is. Allah Ta'ala gives everything in the Jannat. And then Allah Ta'ala will still ask. Anything else? Can I give you anything else? Anything more you want? The people of Jannat, they'll say, Ya Allah, you blessed us with Jannat. You saved us from Jahannam. Your grace is on us. Your mercy is on us. What more can we ask? There's nothing more now. What else there is? So one riwayat comes, Allah Ta'ala will say, that now I confer my happiness on you. That I'll never be angry with you now. Why? Because there's no laws now. There's no laws now. Now you live a carefree life. You live how you want to live now. There's no laws, so you can't make me angry. It's your turn now. You followed all the laws. Now it's open for you. Do whatever you want to do. And other riwayat, it comes that Allah Ta'ala then will, in all the veils will be removed. The veils will be removed now. That this banda of mine, his whole life, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, he put his head down in sajda. In front of me. He never seen me. The most noble part of his body, he put it down on the ground. Just to make me happy. Every step of the way, he was making me happy. He put a stone on his heart. He put his desires aside. His nafs aside. What is going to make my Allah happy? I'm going to do that. Now he traversed the whole path of life. And now he has come to Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala said, now my banda, now I'll remove all the veils. Now you will be able to see that Allah to whom you were crying. That Allah for whom you were being charitable. That Allah for whom you were restraining yourself. That Allah for whom you were having good akhlaq. Now you will be blessed, you'll be able to see that Allah. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to read this couplet. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi. آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی ایک مدت کے بعد آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی The veils will now be removed. The whole life, the person's mi'raj was his namaz. But today, now, on that day, will be the mi'raj of the eyes. So after this long period of time, now this whole life, which is not really long, but to us it feels long. This long period of time, those people of gham, meaning those people who had the love of Allah, they took a pain on their heart due to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Now will be their turn to smile. They'll be their turn. So many people go through so many tests, so many difficulties. Maram is getting hit from all sides, man. This happened, that happened, this happened. But he keeps saying, you know, it's from Allah, I must make sabr, raza bil qaza. Now Allah Ta'ala said, right, my banda, now you can see me. And that ni'mat would be greater than any ni'mat in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala bless us all with these bounties. Allah Ta'ala make us His. You all make dua for me. I'm also trying for the same thing. We can just sit and talk and give a flowery talk, but when we come to our own life, we know where we are. So each one of us, we are searching for the same thing, we are looking for the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Allah ta'ala be pleased with us. So we'll just make some dhikrullah for a few minutes and engage in some dua, inshallah.
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जन जनानू ना इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے اور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم আল্লাহ আল্লাহ ইচে শিরি নস্ত শির শকর্মি সবজ্জানম তমাম আল্লাহ জন জনানু আল্লাহ 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 লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ মুহাম্মাদুর রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া সাল্লাম।
বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম। আল্লাহুম্মা সাল্লি আলা সাইয়্যিদিনা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলি সাইয়্যিদিনা মুহাম্মাদি ওয়া বারিক ওয়া সাল্লিম। আল্লাহুম্মা লাকাল হামদু কুল্লুহু ওয়া লাকাশ শুকরু কুল্লুহু। اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك هو الله هو most beloved Allah kind Allah loving Allah forgiving Allah tolerant Allah caring Allah, O our Allah who loves to forgive, O our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness, O Allah, we are your sinful slaves, O Allah. From the time we became of age, right up till this very day, we have committed sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have led a life of ghaflat, O Allah. Ya Allah, but our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that, O Allah, something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners, O Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that you have said that all the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam are sinners, but the best from amongst the sinners are those who turn in repentance. O Allah, we are turning to you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we know that these tongues with which we are beseeching you, we have committed many, many gunas with it. The hands that we have raised before you, we have committed many gunas with that also.
Ya Allah, our eyes, we committed so many sins. Our ears, we committed so many sins. Our heart, we committed so many sins. With our feet, we walked towards so many sins. Ya Allah, had it been another Allah, long time you would have taken away all these ni'mats from us. But you are so tolerant. You are so merciful, O Allah. Despite all our gunas, but you are still giving us the usage of all our limbs, our organs. Ya Allah, you're still giving us homes to live in. You're still giving us food to eat. Ya Allah, you're still giving us clothes to clothe ourselves, O Allah. How merciful you are. Ya Allah, let us not take advantage, O Allah. Give us the realization, O Allah, that just as you are Rahim, Ghafurur Rahim, you are also Qahhar. Ya Allah, just as you are Ghafurur Rahim, you are also Sari'ul Hisab. Ya Allah, your azab is also Shadidul Iqab. Ya Allah, give us that realization, O Allah. Ya Allah, that we have to come unto your obedience, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Wipe out each and every guna from our Nama'i Amal. Remove each and every black dot from our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove the love of sins from our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you put us on Sirati Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, we have become like puppy dogs of Nafs and Shaitan. Whichever gutter Nafs and Shaitan wants to take us into, Suraj, O Allah, we go into that, O Allah. But we are begging you, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Give us tawfiq to turn in you. Leave. You give us hidayat, O Allah. If you take a decision for our hidayat, then there is nobody to lead us astray, O Allah. Ya Allah, for you it is just one decision, O Allah. Take a decision for our hidayat, O Allah. This very moment, O Allah, everyone that has his or her hands raised before you, take a decision for our maghfirat. Take a decision for our hidayat, O Allah. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. How long are we going to live like this, O Allah? A type of a life like a hypocrite, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst the awliya siddiqeen. Bless us with the taj of wilayat. Fill our hearts with your noor, O Allah. Bless us with your ma'rifat, O Allah. Bless us with your qurb, O Allah. Engulf us in your muhabbat, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us your obedient bandas, O Allah. Make us obedient ummatis of our beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our asatiza, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our children, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our family members, O Allah. Our friends, O Allah. Those whose haq is upon us. Those whose ihsan is upon us. Those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, puri ummati muslimat ki maghfirat farma de, O Allah. Puri ummati muslimat ki maghfirat farma de, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us all with hidayat, O Allah. Cause your hidayat to blow in the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us all namazis, O Allah. Bless us all with good akhlaq, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to follow the shariat, O Allah. To follow the sunnat of our beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is suffering around the globe, O Allah. Ya Allah, in Gaza, O Allah. In Palestine, O Allah. In Sudan, O Allah. In Somalia, O Allah. In Kashmir, O Allah. So many places, O Allah. Ya Allah, you come to the aid and the assistance of the Ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove the hardships, remove the difficulties, remove the fear, remove the pain, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring about halat of aman and peace, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant the mujahideen your nusrat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you treat those that are wounded, O Allah. Those that are sick, O Allah. You feed those that are hungry, O Allah. Ya Allah, clothe those that don't have clothing, O Allah. Give a shelter to those who don't have homes, O Allah. Ya Allah, you make it asan for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy forces, O Allah, give them hidayat, O Allah. Give them hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, if they have become obstinate and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, then O Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, O Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, O Allah. Ya Allah, create divisions in their ranks, O Allah. Cause their planes to crash, O Allah. Cause their ships to sink, O Allah. Cause their bombs to fall on their own heads, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove their power and might, O Allah. Break all their unity, O Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah, O Allah. Ummat ko ek bana de. Ummat ko ek bana de. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place, O Allah. Tabligh aur da'wat ki kaam ko aap kubool farma. Khankaho ko aap kubool farma. Masajid, madaris, makatib, darulumo ko aap kubool farma. Social kaamo ko aap kubool farma. Accept all the works of deen, O Allah. All those that are serving your deen, O Allah. Let it all bear fruits, O Allah. Let it become a means of hidayat for entire mankind, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'e kamila. Ajila mustamida. Daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that have got debts, O Allah. Ya Allah, through your ghaib, Ya Allah, assist them to pay off all their debts, O Allah. Give barakat in our businesses. Give barakat in our risk, in our homes, in our time, in our amal, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them nek and salih compatible marriage partners, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have children, grant them nek and salih pious olad, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat within the hearts of each and every person. Fulfill each and every person's jaiz hajat, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you know the problems, the difficulties that each one may be facing. You assist and help each and every one of us in our problems, in our difficulties, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept this masjid, O Allah. Accept the madrasa, O Allah. Accept the ulama that are serving here. Whoever may be serving, making khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, let it become a markaz of deen, O Allah. Cause hidayat to spread from here in the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Take us to Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep us on Sirati Mustaqim till our dying breath. Keep us in the khidmat of deen till our dying breath, O Allah. Ya Allah, at the time of our mouth, O Allah, show us some tajalli of yours. Give us the tawfiq to recite the kalima. And let our ruh come jumti towards you, O Allah. Ya Allah, let our mouth be at a time when you are most pleased with us, O Allah. In an action that is most pleasing to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, let not shaitan snatch away our iman in those final moments, O Allah. You keep us with istiqamat, O Allah. Grant us a death on iman, O Allah. Ya Allah, when we are lowered into our kubur, then let our covers be gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to answer the questions in the kubur, O Allah. Expand our kubur till where our eyes can see. Let the fragrance of Jannah come into our kubur, O Allah. Let us rest in peace till the day of Hashar, O Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let us be from those fortunate ones that will get a drink from the Mubarak hands of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish for us. Ya Allah, let us be seated in the shade of your arsh. Let us receive our namai amal in our right hand. Let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning and grant us entry to Jannat al-Firdos without any reckoning. Ya Allah, only out of your fazal, your karam, your isa. We are not deserving, O Allah. But you are a Kareem, Allah. You grant us in your shan of Kareem, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept our humble little dua. Whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of duas for the ummah. All the duas of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf and on behalf of them. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaa bil qada wa nas'aluka bard al aish ba'd al maut wa nas'aluka ladhat al nazari ila wajhik wa shawqa ila liqaik. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.